again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at Subprime Auto Finance News and BHPH Report. This episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is brought to you by Used Car Week. Yes, we are back in person this year. Used Car Week, bringing together leaders in finance, retail, and wholesale, begins November 15th at the Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas. Register now at usedcarweek.biz. That's usedcarweek.biz. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to welcome Vicky Judy, who is the Chief Financial Officer at America's Car Mart, which has been in the buy here, pay here business for four decades, now with more than 2,000 associates, 151 dealerships in 12 states, and more than 88,000 customers. Vicky, thank you so much for making time for the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Hi, Nick. Happy to be here today and excited to share some information with you.
Excellent. Well, as mentioned, congratulations. 40 years in business now. How amazing is that to say that America's Car Mart now has been in business for 40 years? How do you and the rest of the company plan to celebrate?
Yeah, Nick, it is very exciting. You know, the history is always important, and belonging to something bigger than yourself, I think, is always important to people. Our company has a rich history, a great startup story, and a great growth story as well. So our associates are really excited about the 40 years. They're proud to be a part of that. And I think customers appreciate it as well. In fact, today we just celebrated one of our associates that had a 35-year anniversary with our company. And we have a number of associates that have been around for 25 or 30 of those 40 years. So the stories and the legacies that they can teach and they can tell us for some of us newer ones, while we continue to grow and change, is really important for us to keep our culture alive and well as we grow.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, certainly over that span, no doubts, many individuals had to make many important decisions. But what would you say are maybe the top two or three decisions that the company made to put it in place for success now and into the future as well?
Well, I think the biggest one is always going to have to be centered around customer and our focus on customer service. Our dealerships have always done a great job of servicing our customers and creating those good customer relationships. But in today's world, we really have to be able to help customers in all different kinds of ways and in the ways that they expect us or they expect to be able to transact business. So, you know, one of the ways that we're expanding that customer service is we have a centralized customer care team now, and we're really looking at all of the customer interactions that we have and what are all those touch points and how do the customers want us to interact with them in those different touch points. So we're working on our digital sales team. We're looking at, remote account resolutions when a customer has an issue with their account. If it's a late payment or a repair issue or whatever their touch point may be, we're looking at the different methods of helping our customers other than them just going to the dealership. So that may be chatting and texting. That may be some phone calls from a centralized group here at corporate, as well as continuing to give them the local presence and that special sauce and customer relationship that we have at our dealerships as well. So I think that's got to be one of the things that we can never get away from is that customer service. The second, I think, is really just more about our growth, and that's in the procurement area and actually how we procure vehicles. You know, as we grow, leveraging our size and being able to obtain a larger quantity and a better quality of vehicles becomes critically important. And historically, we've done that at a local level with just a purchase agent in their local community. And as we grow and we serve more customers, that's been something that we've kind of had to step back and look at. So, you know, we're taking a new approach to that. We're working with preferred vendors that are going to be providing us a larger quantity of vehicles on, based on a corporate relationship as opposed to just a local relationship. And I think that's going to be a monumental change here as we move forward and grow our customer base.
Exciting times indeed at America's Car Mart, and our special guest, the company's chief financial officer, Vicki Judy, as America's Car Mart celebrates its 40th anniversary in business. And Vicki, as you referenced already, vehicle retailing certainly is a people business as much as it is about the car itself. No doubt difficult to pinpoint anyone specifically, but again, what's your opinion of the team Car Mart has in place? So you referenced an individual who just hit 35 years with the company. What's the team like that you and Car Mart have in place?
Well, you know, every company, it's about the people. I think every company says that, but you know, our impact that we have on our customers and us being able to help them through a vehicle purchase and then assist them after the sale, it's really about a relationship. And it's essential that we have the right people here on the bus with us and that they share in our company values. And that's really an area that we talk about. We talk about it in our recruiting. We talk about it in our discussions with our associates as we grow them. And it's really something that we don't compromise on. We have a great team of dedicated general managers that lead our field associates. And then we try to support them here, you know, with great leaders and thinkers here at the corporate office and our support of the dealership staff as well. So, yeah, we have some great associates that have been around a long time, as well as a lot of new talent that's come in. But it's really just about keeping that culture and keeping our values out front when we're serving these customers. So we have an excellent team here.
Very good. Certainly no small team, having more than 2,000 associates to cover 151 dealerships in 12 states and more than 88,000 customers, no doubt a team effort, to say the least. So in light of all of that, Vicki, what's the future of Car Mart look like? No doubt aiming toward another 40 years in hopes. How large could and should the company become?
Yeah, I think the next 40 years are going to be just as great as the past 40, and we may grow faster than we have the past 40. I don't think there's a limit that we can put on our growth. I'm sure you've heard Jeff comment, if you followed our company at all, that we really believe every community would be better off with a Car Mart in their community. And we all at Car Mart here believe that's true. You know, for our customers, the transportation and car ownership is probably one of, if not the biggest expense in their lives. It's what, you know, gets them to school, gets them to work. They take their kids around, get their grocery shopping done. There's not a lot of other options for them. And so this is one of the biggest stressors in their life. And if we can help them through that journey and make it a little less stressful for them, then we've done our job. Our job really is to ensure that we're growing in a manner so that that customer experience is never negatively impacted. So the timing and the amount of that growth is very important. So we have to ensure that our associate training and our vendor partnerships and all of the infrastructure behind that is really solid. And that's what we're working on right now, is just to make sure that we're strengthening that, building upon what was already there, so that there's never a negative customer experience.
Closing moments here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, which is brought to you by Used Car Week. We are thankful to say that we are planning to be back in person this year as Used Car Week brings together leaders in finance, retail, and wholesale, all beginning on November 15th at the Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas. You can register now at usedcarweek.biz. Again, that's usedcarweek.biz. And part of the activities and festivities at Used Car Week is the honoring of the latest installment of Women in Auto Finance honorees. And our guest here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is one of those honorees, Vicki Judy, who is the Chief Financial Officer of America's Car Mart, which is celebrating its 40th year in business. And again, Vicki, congratulations on the well-deserved accolade as being one of this year's Women in Auto Finance honorees. To round out our conversation, just what do you enjoy most about this business? Who or what inspires you?
Well, thank you, Nick. And it is such an honor to be able to represent CarMart and the other women in auto finance. You know, we have close to 40% of our general managers are women. So it's an honor for me to be able to represent them and the company. You know, my enjoyment and inspiration really comes from being able to help customers. The stories that I hear where we've made an impact in someone's life, that's really what our business and what life is about, is just making someone's day or their life a little better or easier for them. So that those are the things that keep me going, make what I feel like make my work life's work worthwhile. As well as just seeing the associates that we've been able to grow and their careers to grow is really what continues to inspire me.
That's Vicki Judy, Chief Financial Officer of America's Car Mart. Vicki, thank you again for making time here for the podcast. And again, congratulations to you and the entire CarMart team on 40 years and all the best to 40 more.
Thank you so much, Nick.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, simply just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice. I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.